And this morning's reading for the message and for the gospel comes from the 28th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. And suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came from heaven and came right up to where they were standing, rolled back the stone, and then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him. Garments were all shimmered in snow white. And the guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened that they couldn't move. And the angel spoke to the woman. There is nothing to fear here. I know you are looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised, just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now get on your way quickly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. That is the message. And the women, deep in wonder, full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. Then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. Good morning, he said. And they fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. And Jesus said, you're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go and tell my brothers and sisters that they are to go to Galilee, and I will meet them there. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. All right. So, I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if other pastors will be this honest with their congregations or not. But man, this was a tough sermon to write. Here we are on what is supposed to be the most holy day of Christendom. It is supposed to be a day of great joy and celebration. And here we are in the midst of being in our own tombs. In our own tombs. I mean, it's comparable, right? You can't go outside. We keep reading about all the people that are dying and all the people that are sick and that the hospitals are being overwhelmed. And, of course, we have these shutdown orders where everything is closed down. So what do you say as a pastor that is really real? You know, there's that stuff that you could say. Like what your mom used to say to you when you got hurt, right? You'll be okay. But in the midst of that hurt, you didn't believe that. In the midst of that crisis, all you knew was that it wasn't going to get better and that you were in a great amount of pain. And so I don't want to say that. I know that those feelings are there. So what do we do? How do we celebrate this resurrection, this great message that we have, that there is life beyond the grave? And then it hit me. Have you heard these words before? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You see, this is that prayer that tells me that this virus isn't from God, that this is just part of the creation. It's something that doesn't get along with our bodies. And God has given us a mind and a free will to be able to overcome it. You know, Jesus couldn't stop and didn't stop what was going to happen to him. He knew what was coming. He knew how the powers to be were trying to shut him down. And yet, we know that there are some things that we just can't change. You know, it's in the suffering, I guess, that we realize our victories. It's in the it's in the challenges that we face that we end up growing and understanding. It's only when you've been hurt. You know, we heard this when we were kids, and we had that breakup with the love of our life, right? And we would hear people tell us, look, this is the only way that you learn to love. Well, sometimes I think the only way that we can love each other is through the pain of the stuff that comes our way. It's only through suffering that makes us understand that we need other people, and other people need us. Remember the story, I've told this story to our church several times, about the butterfly. You know, the butterfly, it starts out, you know, it's the four stages of the insect, it's a larva, da-da-da-da-da. But then it goes into a quiet stage where it grows and where it's going to become a butterfly, and it's in a cocoon. And as it gets ready to come out of that cocoon, it struggles. It is a tremendous struggle to get out of that weather-proofed cocoon. And I always tell the story of there was a child that was watching a butterfly try to get out of a cocoon, and he decided that the struggle was too much and that he was going to help it. And so he tore open the cocoon. And it wasn't but an hour or so after that, after the butterfly was out of the cocoon, that it died. And of course, the lesson in that story was it was in the struggle to get out of that cocoon that gave that butterfly its beauty and its life. Because as it ate its way through the cocoon walls, that was its food for its nourishment, and the struggle to break through the hole was where it gained strength. And in that time, the birthing fluids, if you will, that he had grown from, were given an opportunity to dry as he rested and gained strength. So understand this morning that in what we are faced with, it is a growing time. It is a time of learning to be different. Jesus had 3 days in the tomb. We have no idea what that was like because nobody's been there and come back to tell us, except that we know that when Jesus came out, that it was all about being alive. Understand what we are hearing today as we come out. You know, the skies in Los Angeles, they're saying the skies in some of our cities for the first time in years are actually blue. You can actually see blue sky. You can hear the birds sing. If we're quiet here in my backyard for the first time, I don't hear a ton of traffic going down 285. Crime is down. And our pace has slowed down. So those out there that are crying that the world is coming to an end because of this virus, use today as that example. They thought they had killed Jesus. They thought they had done away with the message. They thought it was over. But it wasn't. The stone rolled back and Jesus came out. And you know, we are told today that you can have my body. You can do what you want with my body, but you can't have my soul because that belongs to God. And that's the proof. That's what we celebrate today. Today, yes, our resurrection experiences maybe will mean more than they have in the past. For we are and we have been living in darkness. We are confined to a tomb-like experience. We're confined to our houses. We don't go out to play. We hide our faces. We guard our lungs. We even, to a certain extent, walk like zombies through our own homes and streets so that that breath-stealing beast that threatens us and keeps us locked away for a time. But understand, this morning, I want you to hear this clearly. It is for a time. Only a time. Just like the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, life is waiting in that time. In time, just as with Jesus, God's resurrection breath will rise us up and a new day will dawn. Today, hear the words of Jesus to Lazarus, arise and come forward. Hear the words of God to you. Rise up, come forward. God bless you this morning.